Hi, Isbo here. I'm coming to Chicago in May to do some gigs, and now I'm on the road with Dave with WGN. Bye.
Ooh, crazy is what they think about me. Ain't gonna stop cause they tell me so.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and on the line with us now. It's not every day you have the opportunity to have the funniest person in the entire world verifiable on the line with you, but excited to have him. He is a native of Finland, one of the funniest guys out there, and going to be a Chicago resident coming up on the 17th and 19th at the Schaumburg Improv, where he will be headlining the one and only, straight from Finland, Ismo. Ismo, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks. Thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. So it's been a long and winding journey since you started your career back in 2002. And now here you are. You're in America, you know, one of the most sought after comedic talents. And is it what you'd hoped it'd be? When you got to the mountain, you've seen down. Are you satisfied? Are you thinking, hey, I should have done something else?
Yeah, no, this is perfect. It's like when I started comedy in Finland like 17 years ago, I had no idea to ever moving to America or even doing it in English. Like, I started in Finnish, the language of Finland, and just I didn't even know you can be a professional comedian. Stand-up didn't even exist in Finland. So everything, this is just great. I never expected any of this. So, yeah, it's awesome.
You're hilarious, and people, of course, the listeners, I'll let them know they've seen you on Carson Daly. Of course, you've been on Conan O'Brien, so you've had a lot of recognition. And, of course, on YouTube, you can check out millions and millions of people have seen and enjoyed some of the routines that you have. You mentioned Finland. Is that being a professional comedian isn't necessarily even a recognized career when I think of it. And here on the road, we talk about a lot of different destinations around the world that people can experience. Is it because people in Finland, do they not have the same sense of humor? Do they not value humor? Are they not funny?
I'm sure that if Finnish people have any reputation outside Finland, comedy is not number one.
Right.
Definitely. But my mission is to change that at some point. Now actually stand-up is big in Finland. But when I started, there was almost no stand-up. So it all happened in like 15 years. So yeah, Finnish people, I think they are actually really funny. And the humor in Finland is really like sarcastic and sometimes dark. And I think it has great humor, the whole country. But it's like, it doesn't translate that well. But my mission is to translate it to English. And of course, like my stuff is not typical Finnish stuff. It's just me stuff. I was weird even in Finland.
Well, you mentioned translation, and that is what you have to do. So you really gotta wanna do it and show a commitment. Now, how hard was it? Because being funny is something that's very mysterious. Either you have it or you don't. It's something a lot of people would love to be able to have, but it isn't always easy to do it even in your native language. But to translate it into a completely different language and set out there to be funny has got to be difficult. How hard was it? And was it something you knew you needed to do? Like, hey, I need to be able to do this in English. And how tough was it to do?
I don't think it was something I needed to do. I just was really obsessed about trying it because, like, Finland is 5 million people only who speak the language. So you have performed all of them like quite soon. So I just wanted to see how it goes. And I went to the UK and tried it out. And I actually kind of started from scratch. I didn't even first translate my Finnish jokes because I do so much language-based stuff that I thought you couldn't even translate those. So I just wrote some new stuff in English and it started working pretty well. So then it's just, I kept doing it. And then I realized that actually I can even translate some of my Finnish stuff. And it is difficult. Like, I don't know how people get into comedy because doing the first gig is so scary. Like, you have no idea if it's going to work or anything. But then after the first is done and if that goes well, then it's hard to stop doing it. Like, it's so addictive. So I think you have to be really driven to do it. Risk the humiliation every time.
Well, but to be successful at it, I think it's got to be in your DNA. You have to be hardwired to do it. And of course, let the listeners know we're talking with Finnish comedy sensation, now America's very own Ismo, and he's going to be here in Schaumburg May 17th and 19th, headlining over at Schaumburg Improv. And you talk about some of the things that you've been able to do and just the sense of humor. Once you had tried the jokes out in other places and you've been UK and New Zealand and all over the place, and that people sort of get it, is that maybe as different as we all are on the culture side, we have a lot in common too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Especially all the English-speaking places. Like, yeah, it's amazing how people understand it everywhere. Like, if I go to Australia or New Zealand, I can do basically the same stuff than in America and even in Finland, which is kind of crazy. But it's kind of it's great that the whole world, the culture is so, like, people see the same movies and listen to the same music, and it's people are really close together, actually, in many ways. And I try to always do really universal stuff, so it's not, like, just about some city or some... I try to do something, like, universal about languages and relationships and people in general. So I think, that people can understand it.
The stuff is really great. Tickets, you can go to ismo.fun to get tickets for the shows here in Chabra. It's going to be great to have you here in the Chicagoland area. We're excited to have you. And then, but how often do you get back to Finland? And when you go there, you mentioned when you started, there wasn't really anybody doing it. Are you the most famous person in Finland right now?
Well, I'm definitely the only one who is doing it outside Finland. And but in Finland, I think, I'm quite up there. there's a few others also. Like, now there's lots of, like, actual stars within Finland of comedy. So, yeah, I'm one of them. But the others are only doing it in Finnish mostly. So they still live in Finland and they do it in Finnish. So I'm the only guy who's exporting it also. So, that's kind of special. So, it's exciting.
So there's probably giant statues of you out there. Maybe a grade school is named after you, Ismo Junior High or something.
Well, maybe someday. Yeah, I haven't got it, like, a key to the city or a free plot of land or anything like that that they give to athletes. But maybe at some point.
We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com, of course, and excited to have people come out and see it. I know we've got a couple tickets we'll be giving away as well. And so, Ismo, of course, you're going to be here at the theater. You're going to be entertaining fans. When you're in Chicago, you'll be here for a couple days. What are you excited to do? Are you going to try out? We've got a great food scene. You're going to see the Cubs. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I think I'm going to just play it by ear. That's the idiom in English, right? So, yeah, definitely I'm going to hang out in the center of Chicago at least. I think I'll come there like a day before and see the scene and the city. And yeah, I know about the food, so I definitely will eat something. I'm not planning to not eat the whole weekend.
So two things. We've got social media-wise. We want to make sure it's Ismo Comedy on both Twitter and Instagram for people to follow your adventures and see all the things that you're doing, probably updates on the shows. And last thing for on the road, we talk about it on a regular basis. I'm not sure if people in Finland have cars or if everyone rides bikes or something like that. What was your first car? Did you have a car when you were a kid? Did you, your first automobile?
Well, I got a moped. Like, in Finland, if you're in the countryside, everybody gets a moped. So I had that first. And then I drove my parents' cars. Like, we had some small Mazda, and then we had, like, a Mitsubishi, the SUV, Mitsubishi Pajero. I don't know how to pronounce that. We had that. But then when I moved away, my first car, I think, was an Audi.
Oh, nice.
And A4, and then I had a BMW. I had 3 series BMW for years in Finland,
Wow, okay, so nice cars, appreciating a good automobile to get you around on the road, and that road is taking you here to Chicagoland May 17th through the 19th. Ismo, thanks for everything you're doing. I'm going to let you get back to enjoying Vegas. I'm sure there's like a Carrot Top show, or is there like a I know that Siegfried and Roy aren't there anymore, but are you doing anything fun in Vegas you want to share with the listeners?
Well, there's shows, so many shows here, but I'm doing 2 shows a night every night, so basically I can't go see anything. So I just have to do something daytime. But yeah, I might go see the Grand Canyon with the helicopter or do something while I'm here. But,
get out there and see America as America comes and sees you. Ismo, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for taking time and jumping on the show today.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.